Shutters Allure.
Oh, hi, Eric. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. I'm no longer using Local Splash, so don't worry. That's why I'm no longer sending the payment.
I need to give you some options then, because if you recall in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 29th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come January 29th, that would reoccur to $398, and I definitely don't want that to happen if you're not using it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's going on? Are you just not taking on more clients?
It's just not really benefiting me. So I'm getting most of my business from referrals and word of mouth now. So
interesting. Okay. Yeah. So have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you have received by chance, or?
No, I just noticed the calls, you know, when I stopped paying, they just didn't change anything.
Yeah. Let me take a look.
So I owe $199, and that's somewhere in the fine print in 3 days.
Exactly. Yeah, but I'll tell you this, just in case you're not aware, and I can screenshot this and send it to you, that in the time that you've been working with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 18,745 times, and you've had 639 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So canceling this, you know, naturally is going to dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google will deactivate. And, you know, I don't want to see that happen to you either.
Well, like I said, I monitor my calls when they come in, and they're not coming in from SEO. They're coming in from word of mouth, you know.
Let me filter it out more recently, because you know what? You're right. I just did the last 30 days, and it's saying 336 times you were found, but only 3 clicks to your site. So that's interesting. I wonder what made it dip down a little bit. Let me look at one thing here.
Clicks to my site don't lead to any calls.
Right,
so
but
I just
tell you that because Google tracks it. They track if someone looked you up, or if they clicked to your site, or if they clicked to call you. Sometimes if they click to your site, that means they're going to call you, because if they're on a desktop, they can't click to call you, right? But if they're on a smartphone, then they have to click to call you. So here's one thing that I think could be affecting you. You have a 5-star rating on Google, but you haven't had anything fresh posted since 2020. And sometimes that will affect conversion. You know, naturally, if there's companies up there next to you that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them, and then you have that old review from 2020, sometimes that will affect, you know, which company the end user will actually call. So what I could
I get my ratings now on Angie and on Yelp, so getting them on Google really doesn't mean.
Well, you have to understand one thing, because Angie is excellent, Yelp is excellent, but when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that means there's only 13% left. If you took, you know, Angie's and Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack and all those other sources and kind of lumped them into one category, they're only getting 13%, where, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So
yeah, but I don't have a whole lot of reviews on Google. I've got 100 or so on Yelp, but
I'm going to help you with that. No, I'm going to help you with that, Eric, because I can compose an email and send it to you, and it's very simple. You can copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it would say, you know, thank you for using Shutters Allure, and if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click the box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you, you know, a couple of people putting in a fresh rating here and there to achieve a much higher conversion. So I already sent you that email. You have that. And you can use that regardless of if you continue with this or not. And what I would suggest, Eric, is, you know, since it's past due anyway, what I could do is I could put an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. So, you know, if we get the payment up to speed, we could push that next billing out all the way till February 17th. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get some new reviews and get on the dashboard and see a higher conversion coming in. And I can also have the technicians on this end do some performance updates and, you know, make sure that if there are any updates that will help your rankings, that they perform those for you behind the scenes. You know,
yeah,
and then,
sure.
Yeah, with that extra two weeks, I mean, yeah, you're still on the month-to-month, so come February 17th, if you don't want to continue, just call us. You won't have any further charges. But that way, like I said, at least you'll get some more, you know, return on investment coming in. So... Yeah, so for the $199, is there a different card that you'd like to use?
You don't have, so you have...
It says it's closed. It's a Visa ending in 8097, so I don't know if maybe the bank sent you a new one, perhaps?
Got it. Let me check.
Mm-hmm.
My wife handles my... all my accounts and stuff.
Oh,
so.
I love that. I always say behind every good man, there's a good lady, and it sounds like you have a smart one. I love it.
I don't know about that. I do. I don't know if she has a smart one, though.
Well, you're humble, too, so I like that. Thank you for the laugh.
Right. You're welcome. All right, so you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
It's 4246.
Okay.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
6381.
Okay.
1637. Expiration 0227.
Okay, and the code?
The code is 26. Hold on a second. Yeah, 264.
Yeah, they don't make them easy to read on the back, do they? So, is it still Newbury Circle for the billing address?
No.
No, what's the billing address now?
It's 31445
mm-hmm.
East 9 Drive, and 9 is spelled out, N-I-N-E.
Got it.
Laguna Niguel. 92677.
That was a nice move from Menifee to Laguna Niguel, huh? How long have you been in Laguna Niguel?
A year and a half.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah.
You're liking it so far?
It's, you know, the tax bracket's a little higher out here and the rent's higher, but I sold my house and my wife, well, my fiance at the time, talked me into moving out here, so.
Oh.
I do like it.
Sounds like you would have been happy either way, huh?
Well, you know, I've been there, Menifee, well, I've been out in that area for 10 years, and it was pretty brutally hot, and this is a nicer area, and we got new pickleball friends, so it's kind of fun. It's nice out here.
Oh, that's really fun. I like that. So you guys are keeping active. So I put the extra 2 weeks on the back end. I got the green light on the payment, so you are all good to go. If you have any questions on the reviews email that I sent, just call me. Also, I'm going to send you a fresh login to your dashboard just so that you can go on there and see the results that you're receiving in real time, because I know it must be frustrating if you're thinking you're paying for this and you're not getting anything. So when you have a minute, you can kind of go on and you can see all of the activity that you've had over the years. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm sorry. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. My name again is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. And quick question. When I pulled up the email with your login, the password field is blank, which means that at some point you guys reset it. If you think you know what it is, I can just send over the link and the username. If you think you might not know, I can reset it to a temporary password. That way you can get in, and then you can set it back to whatever you want after, if you like.
Oh, okay. I think I know. I think I might know what it is. If not, I will.
Okay. So I'll send it to you with just the username and the link, and you can use the password that you think it is. If it bumps you out or anything, just call me. I'm at extension 777,
okay? All right. Thank
you. All right. You're welcome, Eric. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.